This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I got to tell you, this bliss really works fast. Air bliss. I'm not kidding, Dr. Shealy. Just as the intro was playing, I just put one drop on each hand, and boom, I'm grinning from... I'm grinning from ear to ear. I can't taste it yet. Give me another couple minutes and I'll be tasting.
There's no alcohol in it. I want people to know that.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? All right, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And that chuckle that you just heard, Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, researcher, scientist, surgeon of the year. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Hey, it's always great to be with you, Ben.
Dr. Shealy, I posted, you sent me an email this morning, and I posted that about heart disease, but maybe we can talk about that in a couple minutes. But I wanted to mention, yesterday afternoon, we brought Thomas Jefferson, our English Mastiff, to the veterinarian. And he was limping on one paw, so we brought him in for a checkup. And, you know, after his checkup, we had a chat with his doctor. And his doctor, you know, Thomas Jefferson is a pretty big boy. He's a little bit over a year old. He's huge. Anyway, so the veterinarian was looking at him and pointing to him on the floor, and we're talking about supplements and the kinds of supplements that we give Thomas Jefferson. And he pointed to TJ and he said, "Now, he's three or four dogs." Now, the point that I'm trying to make, Dr. Shealy, is when we take vitamins, should we consider our physical size? Because what our dog's doctor was saying is he's three or four dogs in size. So
right,
we need to give him three or four times the amount of vitamins and minerals and supplements. Does that hold true for humans, Dr. Shealy?
You know, the most interesting thing you've raised is 99% of the time with drugs, mm-hmm. prescription drugs,
mm-hmm.
they don't take into account weight.
Yeah.
It's sort of a standard recommended dose.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been amazed at that because, I mean, adults can range from 100 pounds to 700 pounds, although mostly it's 100 to 220 or 50. But even then, I mean, the difference between 125-pound and 250-pound person is 100%. It looks
yes.
to me as if that always ought to be taken into account, but there's nothing that I remember seeing practically ever about adjusting the dose for weight.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm going to give one of my cows an antibiotic, let's say a cow is sick, and I'm going to give the cow a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the cow's size, and I estimate the cow's weight, and then I read on the chart, you know, how many cc's per 100 pounds, and I don't want to overdose, and I don't want to underdose, but But if I'm going to take amoxicillin or we can go back to the one-a-day vitamins, those little tiny vitamins, it's just we absolutely don't do that. And
right.
And what about heart medicine? You know, people who are on these heart prescriptions from the pharmaca mafia, is it based on their weight or is it based on, you know, one person gets one tablet? Isn't that what it is?
Well, unfortunately, that is the way it is. I mean, they do, you know, suggest starting at a certain dose and raising it if necessary, but I don't see in the physician's desk reference any mention of adjusting the dose to weight.
Hmm. And I can tell you, my mom has been to the meetups, and she's physically one of the lightest weight persons there. And we have some people who are probably four times her weight at the meetups. And then we have everything in between. So, Dr. Schillinger, do you advocate being careful about dosage for humans, or do we just stay with the traditional model that
Well, I do think it should be adjusted, just as it is in children. In children, in general, at least through age 16, there are recommendations for dosage according to weight. Of course, as you know, for the last 40-some-odd years, my use of prescription medications in patients is so limited that I most of the time have to look up a drug in the physician's desk reference to know even what it does. I mean, I know some of the common ones, of course, but I don't prescribe drugs. And the ones I don't prescribe essentially are narcotics and tranquilizers and antidepressant drugs because and statins, of course. Mm-hmm. I don't think in general that there is no circumstance under which our person would recommend a statin, period, mm-hmm. end of report.
Mm-hmm.
Antidepressant drugs to me suck. Yes, occasionally they do help somebody sort of be not totally depressed, but virtually never what I'd call normal. They're sort of, you know, somewhere between depressed and zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Tranquilizers do help anxiety, but they convert it to depression, which is worse than anxiety, in my opinion. And so that's why I don't like those drugs. And therefore, for 42 years, since I subspecialized in the management of chronic pain, which turned out to be chronic pain and chronic depression, I just don't prescribe ordinary drugs. Now, obviously, if a person came in to see me, in general, they're going to continue under the management of their original physician for whatever other problems they have. But if they run out of a drug that they've been on, I would, you know, write them a prescription to get it refilled while they're with me. So I'm probably the least prescribing MD that I know. I am the least prescribing that I personally know. It isn't that there's not a place in acute medicine. You know, with a fresh illness that come on a day, a week, a month at the most, I think drugs are often needed. But in the chronic situation, I mean, let's go back to one of my favorite subjects we've talked about a number of times, high blood pressure.
Mm.
The best statistic for an antidepressant drug is about 45%. 45%. Now, good placebo studies are 35% effective.
Wow.
For a 10% difference, the real complications with the placebo are essentially zero. The complications with the antihypertensive drugs are significant. Everything from majority of patients feeling totally fatigued to impotentia in men, et cetera, and everything in between. So to me, you have to take into account not only the reason for considering a drug, but the side effects, so-called, which are really complications. It's an oxymoron to call them side effects. They are primary effects of the drug.
You know, that's a really good point, Dr. Schiele. They are the primary effects. And then maybe a secondary effect would be what you're actually hoping the drug would do, right?
Well, that's right. You know, all of the drugs have those things. I mean, even aspirin. Vince, 60 years ago, when I was in medical school, it was announced by one professor one day that the average death rate in the United States from over-the-counter aspirin was 10,000 people a year from taking aspirin.
Dr. Shealy, I remember reading back in the 1970s about aspirin, and what I read was, we have no idea how it actually even works. Is that still true?
Well, you know, we know that it does certain things. It is anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
We know to some extent exactly more or less where some of its major anti-inflammatory effects occur, but it has many other effects. For instance, remember that one of the most wide uses of aspirin today, and at a lower dose, by the way, is to prevent clotting, to help cut down on the incidence of heart attack and stroke in people who are prone to that. So in addition to its anti-inflammatory, it does have anti-clotting mechanisms, which unfortunately is also one of the complications, because the most common complication of aspirin probably is bleeding from the intestines.
Well, Dr. Shealy, then why would so many medical doctors recommend aspirin for people who are aging? You know, just take a quarter of an aspirin, you know, per day, that kind of thing, as a maintenance item.
Well, in that small dose, the risk is markedly decreased. You know, it's when you get to taking two aspirin four times a day that the most complications occur. And interestingly, of course, there's slight but striking suggestions that because of its significant anti-inflammatory effects, aspirin decreases certain types of cancer, especially colon cancer. So
that's something, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Dr. Shealy, because we had a guest at our farm over the weekend, and she was telling us about the number of young people who she knows who have cancer or who have died of cancer. It was absolutely staggering. Let's talk about that when we come back. The number of young people with cancer. Unbelievable. Dr. Shealy, medical doctor. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Dr. Shealy, we had a guest at the farm over the weekend, and she was telling us about, she's a young person in her 20s, and she was telling us about the number of young people who have cancer and who have died of cancer, and I was astonished. You know, when I was a little bit younger than that, there was just one person who I met back in the 1960s who died of cancer, one young person. But now it seems that these cancer is killing young people at a greater and greater rate. Are you hearing the same thing, or is this just an anomaly that I'm hearing?
No, I think it is far greater, but there are many, many reasons, Vince. Number one, obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Obesity is one of the primary contributors to the incidence of cancer. But then we look at fluoride, we look at radiation, we look at all the toxic chemicals that have been released in the world in the last 50 or 60 years. We look at sugar intake, also highly correlated with an increase in cancer. So
it's horrible, Dr. Shealy, because we expect, probably, we're incorrect in our expectations. We expect our government, the USDA, the FDA.
You're being kind.
We expected them to protect us and make sure that bad things don't happen to us through the food supply. We've got the EPA supposedly protecting us against toxins in our environment, and yet, you know, our government launches depleted uranium all over the world, and then our government is in charge of storing radioactive waste, and we have an explosion in New Mexico, and there's a radioactive cloud over Oklahoma and Missouri, and And the report said, you know, it's nothing. And then they shut off all the radiation detection equipment so we can't monitor it. And they say, no, there's no radiation. And after we've been exposed to it, then they say, yeah, actually we did have a problem. But it's no big deal. They cover it up, and it's outrageous. I think, Dr. Shealy, I think those people are terrorists. Those people who cover up what's happening are terrorizing us, and they should be dealt with as enemies of the people. I really mean that. Who are these people to conceal information about the death and destruction that's headed our way? Who are they?
Benson, it goes back many, many decades. Remember the big study on syphilis?
You're talking about the Tuskegee study?
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, Dr. Shealy, would you share some of that with us, please? Because that's an outrage. It happened to black men, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they purposefully did not treat him. To see what was going on. We've known what the course of syphilis is for over 300 years. And so it was... It was no different from Hitler, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's the same situation as many of the insane experiments that went on in Hitler's day. People in power misuse it. Mm-hmm. You know, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So this was a study in the 1930s through the night that's conducted between the 30s and the 70s, and black men who had syphilis, and they were impoverished people, and they were given free medical care, but the medical care did not involve treating the disease.
Right.
And so they were just studied to see what would happen. Can you imagine? Now, I understand, Dr. Shealy, when there's a drug trial or there's a medical trial or there's a clinical trial, that the patients who are involved in the trial agree that some of them will be receiving placebos and some will be receiving a treatment that might actually work. But all of these people, from my understanding, believe that they were being treated.
Yeah, and they went on just from 1932 to 1972.
Yeah, and they were just being watched.
Oh, yeah.
It's outrageous. Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be right back after bottom of the hour commercials.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Dr. Shealy was talking about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. And so what happened was these medical people were interested in seeing the natural progression of syphilis being untreated. And the people who were being experimented on were never told that they had syphilis, nor were they treated for it. They were told they were being treated for bad blood. And that was a term I remember hearing when I was a child, Dr. Shealy. And it could have meant a lot of things, bad blood.
Yeah, in general, it was used to cover up, if you will, venereal disease.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been other things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, as we continue the discussion about cancer, I have a post on the website about a young woman. She's 34 years old. And she was diagnosed, she had this little bump on her nose, and it was a red bump, and it didn't seem to go away. And so ultimately, she sought medical treatment, and she found out that she had basal cell carcinoma. And so she had some surgery, and, you know, there's some pictures of her, I guess, after the recovery, and boy, oh boy, I mean, her eyes are black and blue, And it was a terrifying and painful experience having the surgery from this. But it seems that cancer is so widespread. Dr. Shilley, you mentioned sugar. You mentioned fluoride. Fluoride's hard to get around. Now, you can get a Berkey water filter, and you can get the fluoride post-filter for it. And a lot of our customers have bought them from us. But that's one way to help protect ourselves from fluoride and the contamination in our water. Radiation's a really tough one because it seems to be everywhere today. What do we do?
Well, when I travel, I do my best to avoid drinking city water. But every once in a while, I probably drink 3 glasses a year when I just can't find a bottle of water at a hotel late at night and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I just don't do it. Now, I don't always take my Berkey filter. Mm-hmm. I have to admit, I should.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I probably have a few hundred sport bottles, and we're going to see if we can get them distributed to those who are interested in them. I think, I don't know the exact price, but I think we have them for less than $20. It makes a lot of sense. Dr. Shilley, I'll tell you an interesting story. One of our young students wanted one, and so she got one, and she was going to take it to school with her, and she was going to put Kool-Aid in it. So she put tap water in it and Kool-Aid. And she was so disappointed.
Well,
because
yes.
What came out was not Kool-Aid. It was filtered water. And it even took the red dye out of the Kool-Aid.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Seriously. So they work. They absolutely work. But you're right. We have them in our vehicles. Should we become stranded and not be able to, you know, consume the water that we brought with us, we've got the sport bottles with us. But you're absolutely right. So fluoride's a big problem, and it's almost everywhere. Sugar. Dr. Shilley, they're even putting sugar in milk.
Oh, yeah, which is ridiculous because it has its own lactose, which is a natural sugar that's a heck of a lot better for you than sucrose or fructose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you know, I think about where does water come from, and if you just think about Springfield, Missouri, as a typical city, you know, the rain comes down and washes on the ground, but not for the cities. What happens a lot of times is that's true in the cities, but the rain comes down, it cleans the air, so whatever contaminants are in the air get kind of mixed with the water, and now the contaminants are somewhat removed from the air, but now the contaminants are in the water, and then the water runs down the streets, and that water picks up the crankcase drippings from the trucks and the cars, and then the road, the rubber that comes off the tires, and that gets mixed in there, and then any leaks from any containers that are traveling down the highway, that gets mixed in there, and then, I mean, it's all in there, and then the dog poop, the bird poop, the cat poop, I mean, all that stuff goes into the municipal water supply, and they settle out. They use like a flocculant, and they settle out some of the heavy stuff, and then there you got it. Add chlorine and fluoride, and you're all set.
Well, unfortunately, in order to supply drinking water to millions, if not billions, of people,
mm-hmm.
I don't know a financially feasible way of doing it to get rid of, especially bacteria and viruses. Those are the things. Of course, an article way back, before you were born almost, Vincent, way back in the, 60s, the early 60s, was talking about the production of carcinogenic agents or chemicals in city water because of chlorination. Chlorine converts certain things from fecal contamination into carcinogens. And that hasn't changed. I mean, those things are still being, you know, they're still there. And I don't know the answer. You can't supply distilled water to everybody to drink. And that would be getting rid of the calcium magnesium, which is really healthy for you. So it is a cultural dilemma. It does, in general, prevent things like cholera and salmonella and the vast majority of bacterial, at least, infections.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Shealy, I remember reading about that when I was a lot younger, probably in the maybe the 70s, what you're talking about. I was at Ziggy's on Monday night, and our waitress came up to me, and you know, I got there early, and I was setting up the sound equipment. And she came up to me, and she said, "Vincent, what would you like to drink?" And I said, "Well, how about this? I'm not sure, but what do you have that doesn't have sugar, doesn't have caffeine, doesn't have fluoride, doesn't have chlorine, and doesn't have artificial sweetener? I'll have that."
And she said, "Duh."
Well, actually, she said, "Vincent, I'm stumped. I can't think of a single thing." But I was serious, Dr. Shealy. I was really serious. I stopped drinking coffee. I don't know if it's temporary or permanent, but in the studio, I would have a couple cups of coffee. I would make it weak, but cold turkey. I stopped drinking coffee, and I started drinking just plain well water filtered with Berkey Royal filter that's in the kitchen. And we've had that filter for years and years, and we've been using it for years and years. But I just quit drinking coffee because I thought, you know, I don't think I need this caffeine. And that's another question, Dr. Shealy. Water. Now, we keep getting advice. You've provided advice. Some of us listen to it. Some of us, you know, well, I guess we all listen to it, but some of us heed the advice. But can you explain, because I don't understand this, what is the reason why we need to drink just pure water? But then we might follow that by some coffee, or we might have pure water, and then we might follow that with some soup or a sandwich or some other kind of food. Is it the same having water in our coffee versus having coffee and then followed by water? Is there a difference?
Yeah, water is water if you get it out of a city tap. Now, here I found an article as late as 1993 in which it was shown that chlorinated water increases the incidence of cancer, at least in rats.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't go away between the 60s and the 90s.
Wow. Well, that was the kind of article that I read, that chlorine in the water somehow contributed to the increase in cancer. Contributed to
the gut.
Yes. Yes. Well, it makes sense. I mean, Dr. Shealy, as far as I know, if chlorine is an absolute agent of death to everything on the planet.
Well, as I say, it was the original weapon of mass destruction, chlorine gas.
My grandfather was in World War I, and he was gassed by the enemy. Literally, they launched chlorine gas at the Americans. And the wind changed and blew back on the guys who launched it. And so they got to see the effects of what they were doing. But that was outlawed by the Geneva Convention. But chlorine is deadly. If you put a plant in a bag, you know, a plastic bag with some drops of chlorine, it'll kill it. If you put bugs in it, it'll kill them. It kills everything.
Guess what I just found?
What's that?
When it comes to chemical additives,
mm-hmm.
the incidence of cancer is increased 93% in people who drink chlorinated water versus those who do not drink chlorinated water. In other words, okay. almost doubled.
So the addition of chlorinated water increases the probability of getting cancer by 93% over,
yep. over
not drinking.
You know, well water that's, you know, supposedly at least healthy.
That's a huge number, Dr. Shuley. That's not 5%. That's not...
No. It's darn near 100%.
Double. So we got to get chlorine out of our water.
Hands all right.
Yeah. So class, seriously, if you're considering living a little bit longer, Berkey water filter costs about, let's say $200. Why not get one? Why not get one and get the chlorine out of your water? Dr. Shuley and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy, I'd like to share with the class a post that I just read on the Genesis Communications website. It says a 17-year-old was shot and killed by a Georgia police officer on Friday after he answered the door and was holding what the cop assumed was a firearm. So the teen was holding a remote, an electronic remote.
Right.
So, Dr. Shealy, these kinds of things are happening more and more often. So this female cop comes knocking on this young man's family's door. And they want she wants to serve a probation violation warrant for this young man's dad. This young man answers the door. The cop sees something in his hand, fires, and kills him in his own home.
Well, what can one say?
Here's where I'm going serious. With this, Dr.
It's serious.
The police will come on someone's property, the dog will come out and run toward them, and the cops will just execute the dogs. I've seen videos where a man is pulled over for a traffic stop. The man doesn't do exactly what the police say. The man starts walking away, and the cops shoot him in the back. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand why we have these high-speed chases in the cities. So someone runs a red light, so they bring in the helicopters, they bring in the multiple patrol cars, they race through the city, they put everybody in jeopardy, and then ultimately the man runs out of his car after he's being chased by all these cops, gets out of his car, and then the cops shoot him in the back too. What I'm saying is, it seems to me, Dr. Shealy, this is not normal behavior. This is a heightened sense of anxiety. Could this possibly be the result of these men and women in uniform? I'm talking about blue uniforms and black uniforms, SWAT teams and those kinds of things. Could it be that they're on drugs that are causing them to act?
Well, like I wish I knew the answer to that one, because we certainly know that people taking so-called antidepressant drugs have an increased risk of committing acts of terror. Virtually every, I think, everyone that we know about of the major mass shootings that has occurred in the last several decades was from people who were on or being withdrawn from such drugs.
I don't know if you know this, Dr. Shealy, but one of our instructors is in prison right now. His name is Mike Parsons.
Yeah, you talked about it last week.
Yeah, he called me. He called me from prison yesterday. And I don't know if I could send him some bliss, but he probably wouldn't let him have it. But is there anything that he can do to... let me just tell you what happened. He told me that the police... his parole officer came up to the forum with three guys in SWAT gear and assault weapons in a blacked-out windowed vehicle. And then there were four patrol cars. Then there were two animal control trucks. And then there was the chief of police. I mean, all these vehicles came to raid his farm because they said they thought that he might... They got a tip that he might be mistreating his animals, which they, and the state veterinarian was there, and they found that it's not the case. So they, obviously that's a ruse, and they wanted to raid his farm. But they put him up against the hood of his car, and they said, where is it? And they're yelling at him. They wanted him, they were looking for a gun, which he didn't have. Then they were looking for a knife, which he didn't have. So what I'm saying is this heightened state of alarm seems to be increasing. I don't ever remember hearing anything like this from peace officers in the 1950s and the 1960s.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would see them helping people get in their locked car when they locked the keys in their car and they couldn't get into their own vehicles. The police would help. I remember seeing the police helping change tires for men and women. It was a different time. It was a much better time. When we come back, Dr. Shealy, can we talk about dyslexia? I believe I had it when I was younger. I couldn't read. The words were jumping around on the page. Can we talk about what that might be, what might cause it, and I'll tell you how I kind of outgrew it when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.